Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dude.
We got another Rodriguez.
Oh, you mean Rodriguez?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure this is a Rodriguez, though.
Ah.
I think this is legit Rodriguez, and I'm excited about it to have same last name sort of back-to-back. But this is, we're going from S to Z, and we'll also find out where how he feels about pronunciation. But I know him as Carlos Rodriguez.
Ooh, excellent.
Yeah, he's a hilarious comedian that I met in Sacramento, but now he's based in, he recently went to Vegas, and that's something I'm very interested in.
Oh,
do you like Vegas, Doug?
I haven't been in a minute. I definitely like it less as I get older. I don't know.
Right.
But I haven't done the show thing yet. I've just went to like booze it up and gamble when I was like in my early 20s, mid 20s.
Right.
I would go every couple of years. And that was really fun, but each trip got less fun. And I haven't been in a while. I'd be curious to go and check out like more shows.
You've never been there for business?
I've not done shows there, no.
What is that? What? How can you be a working stand-up comedian? The success that you are, and you've never done Vegas.
It was like weird. Like my friends that had done it, I guess I just haven't attempted in a while. Like I had a lot of horror stories, and it just never sounded fun.
Yeah, I get that, but you know, it's you know, you've gone to plenty of cities where like it can be just the shows can be just as bad, but you're not in a fun city, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to get into that. You know, not only his name, but also, you know, just how he's doing living in Vegas, you know. It's July 13th, 2023. Let's go to work. Hello, Carlos Rodriguez. If that is indeed your name, hello.
Hello, you guys.
How's it going, man?
It's good, man. It's good. I'm actually back home in Sacramento right now. Where I'm from.
Well, that's what I was saying to Doug in the cold open. Is that we did a show. I do a show every year on Dabs Day. And this year I went back to one of my favorite places for, you know, shows in general, but also ones that are where the premise is, you know, let's get high and have a good night. Sacramento is like a really great place for that. So I came back to the Punchline in Sacramento, and you were fortunately in town. You started off in stand up in Sacramento?
Yeah, I started in Sacramento at about 16 years old, and then I stopped at like about 20 because I didn't really have much to say. I found out that quick, you know. I was like, no one wants to hear what I have to say in these bars with these adults. But yeah, and then I took off to Vegas during the pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was open. I went to Reno to go place a bet, and they had like everyone was eating inside and no one had masks on. And then I was like, you know, I'm excited about the movie theater. I was like, are the movie theaters open here? And they're like, yeah. So I went straight to a movie and just hung out and had a date by myself. And then I was like, well, Vegas has to be open. So I went to Vegas the next day, and I found out rent was like $1,000 for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. And I was like, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. So you've been there ever since.
Yeah, I was only planning on staying for like 6 or 7 months, you know, and then before I knew it, you know, I was blessed and lucky enough to be like kind of working the Vegas scene prior to going out there. And so they found out I was in town, and they were just, oh, you're an in-town comic now. And, you know, and they don't really care, you know, who what, you know, you could work all the clubs. They don't care. They're not, you know, dying for audience, you know, like no territorial stuff. So I was like, oh, this is
perfect. Right.
Yeah.
But you can't do like several clubs in the same night though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You like, can?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll really? Do Brad Garrett's, and then I'll just run over and do the LA Comedy Club. And then the LA Comedy Club has like the Oyo too now. They have a club there. And I was sometimes getting like 3-4 sets a night, because you know, shows start at 6 and then a whole bunch
oh
of
wow
yeah, and they stop at 12 sometimes, so it's like shit. Sometimes you're like, all right, I'm good, I don't want to go out, I don't, I'm done. I'm beat.
Well, because also it's like you know, you just from venue to venue, you just really don't know like how big of a crowd it's gonna be.
Yeah, but everyone, like ever after the pandemic, like comedy's been great, man. People just in droves, like tons of people coming out, and
yeah, but there's so many clubs in Vegas,
yeah,
so many things to do that I imagine like sometimes you perform in for more, you know. It's just like, also that's the thing about Vegas, they have a very show must go on attitude. Like I've never been working a Vegas club and there's, you know, only 10 tickets sold and they pull the plug, you know, like they would like in LA or something. Like in Vegas, they just, you know, the show's going to happen anyway. So yeah, you do a show for 10 people.
Yeah, it's go time. But the cool thing about though is like, you know, cause Vegas time, times are smaller, like a headlining set's only 35 minutes. So
right,
it's like, yeah, it's like, I could do that. That's, you know, I can small talk that. So that'll work.
People keep their shit tight. But so like, I know that like a lot of the Vegas clubs, like, you know, hire people on a weekly basis. Like they perform there for a whole week, like on a show with 3 or 4 comics. So like, do you do those as well? Or are you just mostly just picking up, you know, just sets here and there?
No, I'll do weeks. I'll do the weeks. And then the great thing, like Brad Garrett's is one show a night. So I could probably do that and then run over and do the, you know, get booked for the 10 o'clock spot or closer or whatever they need me to do over at the LA Comedy Club or the Oyo, or there's like 8 comedy clubs here. There's Cellar, there's Wise Guys, and then there's, oh, the Trop, which is the Laugh Factory. It's a ton, man. It's great though. It's fun.
Yeah, they're all over the place. And I just used to always just come there and perform at one. And like when I first started doing stand up, like Vegas was one of the first cities I broke into as a road comic. And the improv at the Riviera used to do three shows a night, 7 nights a week. So if you're like hosting or even doing one of the middle spots or the headliner spot in those shows, you know, you're pretty much stuck at that one club all night. So like going off and forming somewhere else was, you know, unthinkable really.
Yeah.
So this sounds like a great situation there. And, you know, I'm very curious about it. Cause I love Vegas. I do not have any issues at all with the, hot weather. I especially like how dry hot it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always curious about people who live there. So also when you go to do your sets on the strip, you just drive your own car?
Yeah, and I when I moved so close, you know, I live in so when I got there, I went to go and visit Jay Hollinsworth, Big Jay, and yeah. Yeah, and Jay at his apartment complex, there was like eight comedians living in this apartment complex, and it was like a comedy festival, like getaway. So there was a ton of comics living there because the rent was stupid cheap, and it's next to the strip. Like I can hop on the monorail and be on anywhere I need to be within, 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
So I don't even need to drive.
Because the monorail is reliable and not crowded.
As since I've been there, nah, it's been real chill.
Yeah, just I think whenever I think about the monorail, I think of it as being like a big hassle, because I think I just happen to take it at bad times or something, like where there's a lot of people waiting to get on. And
All the conventions and stuff, huh? Probably. Yeah, no, it's been chill.
yeah, it was during a convention, I'm sure, that I misused it. But as a local, now that you're a local, holy crap, that's amazing. So you really that sounds like a sweet deal. 'Cause that's what I was also thinking, that you were like, when you were saying like how much housing it is to rent a house there, I thought that meant you were living out in the suburbs and that you'd have to, drive your car into the clubs. Now, what about, Vegas is like such a fun place to drink. Are you a drinker or a sober or
No,
what?
I'm so revving sober. I celebrated 11 years on last on Monday.
Wow.
The
And
ninth, right? It was the ninth.
you think you're like, I don't want to get too personal, but
No,
like
sorry, go ahead. No, I okay.
you're like you being in Vegas isn't any kind of like, you're not sitting around going, oh, I wish I could drink.
No, because I like my mom was concerned too when I was taking off. She was like, but what about
Yeah.
you out there? And I was like, no, don't worry, mom. I was like, I don't need Vegas to drink like Vegas. I'm an alcoholic, I'm an addict. Like I do that shit on a Thursday in my room.
Right.
It feels like Vegas would actually be the one place where like you look around and see the worst drunks, and it might keep you turned off of it, maybe.
Dude, it's amateur hour completely. You're right, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, and also, unless you know the right people, like either having to play slots to get free drinks, or to pay for drinks, it'd be an expensive lifestyle. I guess the comedy clubs give you free ones though, so it's really I always admire the guys that are comedians who are sober and still, are hanging around, because it's just such a, unfortunately, comedy has to be such a drinky. Drunky, thing. Like that's where they
Yeah.
make all their money,
It's really cool because like when I came to Vegas, it was only to strictly do stand up. Like that's what my main focus was because we couldn't do it here that much in California. It was few and far between. So I went there to just, get on stage and keep getting and having fun and talking shit. And then so that was like my main focus. So like I don't even like even the gambling and the drugs and all that stuff, like it doesn't really bother me because it's like, dude, I know there's a whole underbelly that I have no idea about because I'm just so focused on going and just doing my set, having fun, singing, seeing friends, and then going back to my house.
It's
Yeah.
a fun, I think the clubs in Vegas are, I think it's fun that there's a comedy club like inside the, casino, and that there's just so much going on, and so much to look at, people watching and whatnot. It's like, I think it's a super fun place. And then, on top of it, I do drink and do drugs, so it's like it's really
Yeah.
it's really a wonderful place for me.
And when you get off the strip, it's like it's actually got a small town feel to it. As soon as you get off the strip and like go out into the city, like the like further out, and it's got like it's really got this hometown feel to it. It's really insane. I was shocked.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of people, like you said, just living in bigger places than you could get, like in California or lots of places. So I don't know if this was interesting to anybody, but I'm just fascinated by Vegas. Oh, here's the other question though. So you summed it up like that, you enjoy doing the shows and seeing your friends and making people laugh. But what about have you are you like do you attend Vegas entertainment at all? Like do you go to anything, or is it all just you're just doing your own shows?
Just doing the own shows at the moment. I have been wanting to go see th things. I
Oh
see Carrot Top. I did go there.
yeah,
Yeah,
how was
so
that?
it was interesting. He hocked a loogie and spit on stage. And at first I thought it was part of the act, but then I was like, oh, this guy, he gives no fucks right now. I was like, amazing. I was actually impressed.
Well, it's like those singers and rock stars, like they just and baseball players, but at least it's grass or dirt. But like in concert, you see singers, they'll just fucking shoot a fat loogie across the stage, and go right back to singing because I guess they just need to get that shit out of there. But it's weird that it's accepted by polite society.
I'm gonna start doing
It's so gross. Yeah, in stand-up comedy, we don't do that. We'll just turn and
that.
spit. There's this one like Broadway star named Jonathan Groff who like has that thing where when he's singing, he spits a lot. And I saw him in a play where he's like just basically, the front row is a splash zone. And everyone had to pretend it was no big deal. Like if I was sitting there, I would like put my hands over my face, when he was doing his thing.
It was insane. I was like that. I go, this guy is super comfortable. He gives no shits. I was like, that'll work. Then I started looking up, like, I was like, how much money does this guy make, a year? And then we started breaking it down. We're like, this fool makes like 25 grand a show. Like, yeah, he's chilling. He's content.
Yeah, and I think he like, doesn't even live, he's got a place in Vegas, I'm sure, but I think he also like lives in Florida and just private jets his ass back and forth between there and Vegas if he doesn't, if he doesn't feel like, because he probably also his show's probably like 4 or 5 nights a week, so like on his days off, he probably leaves every time. But because he, do you remember that thing that just happened where a lady got thrown off a plane because and she was yelling about how there was like a ghost or something?
Yeah,
Like
like a reptile person.
a drunk lady was just really just being very insistent and announcing to the entire plane that there was a thing there that wasn't there. Almost like that Twilight Zone episode with the thing on the wing of the plane. And but anyway, there was, went viral, the video of her and everybody's talking about it. And then Carrot Top came out with the video that he was on the plane.
Oh.
And it was going to Orlando, so that's why I've
Was
decided
she
that
talking about him?
he's. Well, I don't know why. That's the thing. As soon as he was like, I was on the plane, I was like, well, maybe she was right then, and no one will admit that Carrot Top seemed like a
That
monster.
motherfucker
Because he's really just, I think he's hilarious, and I love that he's made a whole career out of just thinking of things to nail together and say what it is, and then toss it like this. He just has a mountain of props, and he just, I mean, I think it's a terrific act. I think he's really funny.
Yeah, man. I was really impressed.
But
I mean, especially doing it for that long too. I was like, you're a champ. Because I mean, he's
yeah,
Sabonis with the Vegas. Like, you have to see it. You have to go. It's one of those things.
but between the like lifting weights and whatever else he must be doing to like his face and his hair and everything, he just like it's just too much. It's just, I I guess he can look and be as eccentric as he wants to be at this point, but it's whenever I see him, I'm like, just wow, okay, that's interesting. And his name is his real name is Scott Thompson.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
I didn't know
you
that.
know he'd be I'd love to have him on this show, but now if I did ask him and he went back and listened to this episode, I'd feel bad.
Oh shit. Well, he'd probably be like, no, I do that. I do. I spug and spit all over the place. No, it's that, and then what else do I go see at Vegas? Oh, I'm a Raiders fan, so that that happened. So that's cool.
Right.
I go and see my
Yeah.
team,
Yeah,
and I
that's
love the
super
A's,
fun.
man. So they're coming.
Yeah, that's there's that's the thing is Vegas is like you got plenty of ways to entertain yourself if you're full-time comicking it and you have your days free,
Yeah.
it's a pretty sweet deal. So I'll
And
try to
there's.
get out there soon and
Yeah,
try
there's
to do a
a ton of
show.
comics out here too. Like I was telling you the other night at the in the green room that it's cool because like you know, there's like all these comedy clubs and residencies, you know, like at Planet Hollywood or New York or whatever, whatnot. And even like the big theater, you know, ones too, comedies where people are coming in to the MGM, other stages. But every week you have a whole crop of 30 new headlining comics that, you know, you've either worked on the road with or, you know, you come up all together with. And it's, shoot, we've had lunches a couple, and then there's everyone that moved there too. Like, man, it's been fun, man. We've had like lunches where it's like 20, 15 comics deep, and it's just insane.
Yeah, I should get him on this show sometime, but one of my favorite comics is just he's just in Vegas all the time, and you know him as Mark Cohen.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah. He's
Great
a,
guy.
yeah, I love Mark. He's fun. He's a nut.
Yes, he is. Okay, so this show is about names, Carlos, and we're going to talk about yours. But first, some warm-up cues. I don't know, Doug, if you're going to be excited about this or not, but I've added an additional warm-up question. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But the first one is, what's your tattoo situation?
I have none.
Zero
Oh,
tattoos. I love it.
I have none. Yeah,
Real time saver on this show when somebody does
you're
like
the only
that.
person in Vegas to not have a tattoo. It's
What's you think you've never gotten one just because you've been sober for so long and it's not really
no.
something sober people do?
No, when they were a thing, people are getting. I have. It's this is
They're
sounds
still
so.
a thing, dude.
Yeah, I know, but and it's like, I think that they're. I think it's almost like now to ha not have a tattoo is kind of the more cooler thing, because it used to be the cooler thing to have tattoos, but now I think that so many people have it and it's inundated. People are like, you know, if you don't, it's a little more original and individual to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you know,
only
I
one
told.
Doug agrees with you.
No, but I mean, I know I think you're correct, because it's funny, like friends like that I know that I love will get like new giant pieces, or I've even gotten some like bigger tattoos, very noticeable, and like it'll take me three hangouts with a person to notice their new giant face tattoo or something. It just feels like, oh yeah, oh I forgot. It just becomes skin after a while when people have tattoos already. And so like when you start adding on, it's just like, oh yeah, I didn't even notice your expensive new tattoo that you're really proud of, you know? Like,
Yeah, and then when
and
I was a
then
kid,
it,
I'll go, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No, go for it.
No, I was to say, and then when I was a kid, like my biggest thing, because I'm really big into movies and stuff, and I always wanted to be like, I wanted to be an actor, and they were like, well, you know, it's really hard if you get the tattoos and you can't, you know, get certain parts and da 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 da. So, you know, as a kid, like 8 years old, someone's telling you that you like take you like that's gospel, like it's truth and whatnot. So I stopped. I never really fantasized about getting anything or anything like that. And but yeah, so I just never did. And then it's like, I don't know what the fuck to put on my body, you know, I have no idea what
Right,
I've
it's the
gotten.
decision, it's the permanentness of it, it's all of that. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I haven't even had a girlfriend for more than 2 years, let alone I don't, you know, I can't really, I don't know. I can't make commitments. It's really hard for me. That's why I think that's why I like stand up, because you're never committed to one place and one thing and one idea.
You know, like what if somebody, that would be like a good premise for a movie, somebody has a huge tattoo of kind of an unusual name, and you know, when they break up, he just, any other person he dates just cannot handle that big huge name, so then he sets out to find his perfect match, but it has to be someone with that name.
Like Cinderella.
And he can't, and they can't see him with his shirt off or what, you know, whatever, wherever it's, where they, wherever the tattoo is, he can't let them see it until after he thinks they've been dating long enough that he should be getting a tattoo with their name.
It's
It's
like,
a real tricky situation. This might be
yeah.
a limited series and not a movie. All right, so well, that's good to know that you and I are tattoo-less, and our friend Doug Mellard has many. And it's you know, it's different for everybody, but since you didn't get a permanent tattoo on your body, have you ever gotten to name an animal, like a family or personal pet?
I got to name the I have one of my bulldog that he passed away. I got a new bulldog too, but the new bulldog named himself. The old bulldog I named.
How do you name himself?
I was saying out, and I was like, "What should we call him?" And so me and my girlfriend were like thinking of names, and we're saying them out loud. And then all of a sudden, we just, it was like Art Cooper. And then he just turned around and looked like, "What's up? You got I? You, someone called my name?" And I was like, "All right, well, I guess you're Cooper now." So he's Cooper. And I like Cooper for, also because of Christopher Nolan, Interstellar.
Right.
Yeah,
Cooper's the name of
I think the daughter. Right,
the daughter.
or is it? No, I'm sorry. That's Murph. I'm sorry. That's Murphy. Who is Cooper? Actually, now I think about it, I can't
There's the
remember.
Coop. I mean, I know there's been some Coopers and some things. There was
Yeah,
that movie Love the Coopers. They were all Coopers.
I don't know what now. I can't remember. But I named my other dog. His name was Cuddy, and I named him after the pimp that was in Dead Presidents.
Wow, so
Nice.
yeah, you like the movie references,
Yeah.
and yeah, and it, that's easier than getting a tattoo, naming a pet. They have to answer to it though. That's the interesting thing. Like, some people like give dogs to the names that are too long, and so it's awkward to, yell it out. When you're trying to get the dog to come home for supper.
Yeah. Oh, that's Cooper was Matthew McConaughey's name in
There
Raiders.
you go.
That's what it was. That's what. Okay, I'm tripping. Cool,
That's
cool. That'd been bothering me the whole podcast. I'd have been like, yeah, I'm not even here, guys. I'm still working something.
We're talking to people all the time who like either have a computer nearby or just on the same device will just jump in there and look stuff up. And I'm very much like in these shows, I'm very like, I don't want to like look stuff up because, that's what so much like morning and satellite radio is now, is when they're sitting around talking about stuff, they have all the info, they just get all the information right away. And, it's not like a genuine conversation. It's a conversation with all this tech at their disposal to get any piece of information quickly. And then share it, you know what I mean? I'd just rather have the conversation and then be told later and be told later in angry tweets how wrong we were about something.
It's funny because
We
like I play the game in my head of like, I have to remember this. I can't look at it. I can't look it up. Like that's kind of like a little game. That's what I was like saying. I was like, I needed to remember it. Otherwise, I would have been had have been all over the place. Like, fuck, I still want to figure out who Cooper was and what movie. Yeah, because I
Sometimes
get
I'll
excited
like,
too when I get it without the internet. Like I feel like I still got it.
yeah, but if I can't, it's great to know that if you can't think of something, you can just relieve yourself by by looking it up. But what happens to me a lot of the times is I'll be like, who was that actor? And I'll know the movie or the actor, and I'm trying to figure out the other part of the puzzle. So I just know that if I go to IMDb, I could probably figure it out. But it's like I go there slowly because sometimes that's what makes the name finally come into my head, is this idea that I'm about to find out. It's when you find out. Like I see it on Jeopardy all the time where people, as soon as it buzzes or whatever, or when they answer wrong and then somebody else gets it right, you see on their face, that like if they'd have just had another second or two, they would have come up with it, It's just that in that moment, it doesn't come fast enough,
It's like I'm always prepping for Doug Loves Movies. Like I'm always trying to just do it on my own in my own head, just in
And
case.
you can never be too prepped for that show
Right?
because you just don't know where the hell. Our chances are, I'm gonna find a genre that you don't pay any attention to, and then ask you a bunch of questions about it.
Dude, I was so hyped when you first called me to do it. I was like, because I think Ngaio had recommended me because I was big into flicks. And then you were like, you want to do it? I was like, yes, I want to. I made flyers. I was just like so excited. And you're like, we kind of don't tell people who's going to be on it yet. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, and then it was fun though, man. And I was so excited. I was like, and because it's the the atmosphere that you cultivated with that was just so much fun. It's or is so much fun, like with the throwing of the donuts, with the poster boards that people come with, the even almost it almost felt like a let's make a deal from the old school days.
Yeah, it's kind of mayhem, but you've done it like in like, I've got some guests who've done it in multiple cities, but you're like one of the top ones with regards to that, because you've done it in three different places. And Doug Mellard, here's a stat for you to be jealous of. He's won every time.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely not me. I'm not close to that.
Yeah, I did it in
I've maybe lost every time. No, I definitely won once-ish, twice-ish.
Yeah, I did with Doug. We did in LA and ups the Citizens Brigade. We went and did it at the Cellar one time, and then we did it at Cobb's. I did it with getting Cobb's in Sacramento as well. And
Oh,
yeah.
wait, so that's four shows. You won all four? Wow.
Wow.
Impressive. Well, we'll have to get you back on that soon, but here's my third warm-up question. Brand new question. Are you a person who has given a name to something that's not living, like a car or a home or something like that?
No, I've never done that. I've never had like a car and called it something. I remember someone trying to tell me that I had to give my car a name.
Yeah, it's a big, a lot of people at some point have had some car that for one reason or another, like it's either a very complimentary name or a very derogatory name, but like something that they call, like, one of mine is just silly because I drove like an AMC Hornet. So it was one of the first cars that I had, and so I just had too much fun with the word Hornet because I would just pause between the two syllables. So I had a really disgusting, stupid name for my car. And then, of course, I eventually owned a Nissan that, when asked, because I'm not really a name my car kind of person, but when the subject would come up, I'd say that it was named Liam because of my love of movies and my amazing sense of humor.
I just realized, yeah, I'm trying to think, and I've never named any like inanimate object of my possession a name. No, I
All
kind
right.
of I feel like I should now. Like I'm
No, you've shown a lot of restraint in the naming and labeling of things and putting labels on yourself. But we're gonna find out about the label that we all have, which is our whole names. We're gonna get into your name one part at a time after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. We're with Carlos Rodriguez. We'll start with your first name. Growing up, Carlos, how was that?
I hated it. Hated
Why?
because nobody like it just wasn't a common name when I was where I was growing up at and as a kid. And I just didn't like it. I was like, I'm Carlos, and everyone else has cooler names than me. And then I never liked it. I still don't like my name to this day.
What I mean, what's the basis of that though? Like, it's just You really would have preferred a more a name that was more common, or
Yeah, at the time,
Bob?
but now it's super common. But like when I was growing up, I never heard, and it was never license plates or any kind. I could never find my name on keychains or anything like
Right.
that. Yeah. And so I'm like, dude, I felt so left out. And now I'm thinking about it. This is actually explaining a lot about my life. Yeah. So I
It's
never
so
was, I
funny
was.
though how like the people whose names aren't on those like little license plates and keychains and just different trinkets where they stick names on things and they just do all the basic names. The people that get left out of that, like it's such a weird thing to feel left out about. You should be like every time you should be like, "Yes, they didn't put my name on one of these stupid things." You know,
Yeah.
because they are just so they're items that nobody needs to own. You know what I mean? It
Yes.
just has their own name on it. So
As
they
I
get
grew up in,
excited.
yeah, as I grew up in, I like that individuality after a while. When I, as I grew up more, I'm like, yeah. But when I was like second grade, I'm like, man, my name's not on there. And then I don't know, man. No one ever had my name in class. So like, you know, the mics would hang out, you know, and or the mats, and they were like, you know, those guys are cool, and they already had a group, and it's like, yeah, I'm Carlos, and it's, you know, it was just very like, oh, what? And so I just didn't like my name. And then they were like, well, go by your American name, which is, you know, because Carlos translates to Charles, Charlie, or Chuck. And I was
Oh man.
like, yeah.
That's a whole can of worms. But like that's like all three versions of that name. You know, for me personally, I would not want to have them. Mostly
Right.
because people just can willy-nilly say the other two. Like people go from Charles to Chuck so fucking fast. You know, people they barely know the person, they start calling him Chuck. And then a lot of times it's like, you know, in certain scenarios, it's like they're calling him, they can go to Chuck as like kind of a derogatory, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
you know, the guy's Charles, so you go, all right, Chuck, you know, like you could really get him that
Yeah.
way, you know?
Or Chucky or something.
Chucky is terrible. Like, that's the thing I noticed about Carlos looking at it written down is that it's another one of those names where, like, we talk to a lot of people where people just add a Y to your name to get too familiar, or as like, you know, their version of a nickname because they're, you know, lazy, not good at it. But
Yeah.
like, you can't add a Y to Carlos.
No, you know what they do though? You know what I hate is they'll call me, people, someone will call me Los, or they'll,
Oh my God.
oh boy.
it's the worst. I was like, what the
That is terrible. What a
fuck, man?
weird.
Like,
So no one goes, no one says, no one just picks out the Carl part.
no, it's always been Los. Or,
Oh
yeah, what's up? C, or they'll go see, they'll just go. I hate when people do this because they do it in basketball a lot, is they'll take the first initial of your name and then the first three letters of your last name, and that's your nickname. So it would be like C Rod. What's up, C Rod? I'm like, shut the fuck. I don't know. I'm not a fan. But
yeah,
it's
I
like,
never thought about,
so
because of Douglas, I've never thought about somebody calling me Les. That would
yeah,
drive me
last.
crazy.
Hey,
What?
last.
What is that? I mean, the Douglas, that's the other thing I've never liked about Douglas is it's spelled LAS, but like, you know, if you're just pronouncing it like people would, it does sound like LES, or even LESS. So, Carlos Santana, well, are we excited to
Yeah,
have,
later on
share
when
a
I
name
found
with
out.
that dude? Or did you like, were you like, oh, I wish I could do like Santana and just pretend the Carlos part doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't think he even likes it too. He said, I'm gonna drop that
Yeah,
part. That
I'm
just
just
doesn't,
Santana. Fuck you.
it just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah. Well, I think I only know it's Carlos Santana because just the lyric in that song, Rob Thomas has to go just like Carlos Santana. He's got to have the whole name just to for the lyric.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because I thought I was named after Carlos Santana for the longest time, and then my mom was like, no, my older brother had a fake ID, and his name was Carlos on the fake ID, and she was like, and I just always liked that name, and I'm like, what?
Oh my
So I'm named after a fake ID.
God. Oh wow. Yeah, she thought it was a cool name. Kept it close, ready to go. There's also two areas in California named San Carlos.
Oh,
There's
okay.
kind of a suburb of San Diego that I actually spent a good chunk of my childhood in. And then there's a city in the Bay Area of San Francisco called San Carlos.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
No, nuh-uh.
That's crazy.
You know what I did, though, one time? I looked up my name because, you know, I was like, I want to see, you know, I've been doing comedy for a while. I was like, I wonder if I'll be on Google, you know? And this guy pops up and he has half a head. And apparently he was in he's from Mexican dude, and he was in some sort of drug shootout and or something like that. And he has only half a head and he's still alive. And I will never be more famous than him. I come to terms. My name will never be above his.
What's his name?
His name is Carlos Rodriguez as well.
It's exactly the same.
It's exactly the same. Yeah.
Even a Z at the end.
Even with a Z. Yeah. With a G and a Z. Yeah. And I was like, Jesus, I'll never. And it's a mugshot of him, and he has like half. And even though he survived it, he's still committing crimes. So this guy's career is still going.
I mean,
oh my God.
You'd think like it'd be pretty easy to pick out in a lineup.
Yes. It was the half head man.
The police sketch artist brings the sketch to, you know, another cop and shows it to him, and they go, why'd you just draw half a face?
Yeah. Where's the rest of them? No,
that's all there was, man. I'm serious. Okay, so what's your middle name situation? Do you have a middle name?
Yeah, it's Reynaldo.
Now that I'm liking it. R-E-Y.
Yeah.
Naldo.
Naldo, yeah.
Because that's what I would shorten that down to if that was your first name. I'd be like, what's up, Naldo? Yeah. Hey, Naldog.
Hey, it's my dad's name, and I don't know where this came from. I think my dad's name. My dad actually just showed up during the podcast right now because because I'm in town. I wonder where that name came from, though. I wonder if my grandfather's name is that too.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm really liking, you know, the ring of Reynaldo Rodriguez like that. Like you could hit all those R's really hard.
Yeah, that would be a great comic name for like a real Mexican stand-up that just speaks only Spanish, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about that? How much Spanish? Are you a bilingual?
No, I'm not. I'm out of all the family members, me and my younger brother are the only family members that don't speak Spanish. And I don't know why they didn't teach us, but we don't know. It's all washed out, you know?
Yeah, and they must have just only spoke English. Like you think you would have picked up something if they were just even using it around you.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Like all my life, it's been this kind of like, I just missed the mark for everything or just missed the thing. Because like also I'm not a Gen X and I'm also not a millennial. Like I'm got this like weird little sliver of time where it's like these 3 or 4 years where, you know, I got to grow up with, you know, microwaves and VHSs and AM radios. But then I also like during like formative years of being in high school, the internet comes out and I got to grow up along with the internet. So it's, and then same thing with like Spanish, like they didn't want to teach us Spanish. I think they were saying something about how like, well, we're in America, so we have to assimilate. And then like 5 years later, they're like, oh, well, you know, everyone's all, you know, inclusive. So I guess we can start speaking Spanish again. It's like, but I just missed out on all that. Like now I don't know. No, I don't know a language.
So now they speak Spanish in front of you and you don't know it.
Yeah, I don't know it. I can kind of maybe save my life, but I can't have a conversation, you know. I could pick up a word here and there and be like, am I in danger? Am I not?
Well, you know, that's the thing. Those kind of decisions that parents make.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like, all right, well, that's what they decided to do. And you know, it's a real timing issue. I was kind of hoping that your middle name would be something that began with the letter A, because then your initials would be Carr. But CRR, those are pretty cool initials. Credence Rearwater Revival. Rearwater. Let's talk. But the whole flow of the whole thing, Carlos Reynaldo Rodriguez, that is fun to say. That seems like kind of name they'd give, you know, a general in a movie that people keep talking about or something. Rodriguez with the Z, though, how often I do have spelling issues where, you know, it's because, like, if it was on your ID wrong or something, that would be an issue, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, because some people spell it with a Q too, as well. RODRI.
Oh, right.
Q.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes I get a Q and an S, and that's like more of a Puerto Rican spelling. And then, but I'm a Z, and so it's like real, it's Mexican. I've had people do it with an S a lot of times. But I never really had any kind of issue or any kind of too many problems where I thought I would. And get, like, you know, not a room not booked or anything like that. But yeah, that's about it. No, not I'm lucky.
Yeah, I guess it would have to be like a real serious legal thing, or like crossing a border or something, if the S or Z discrepancy could bite you in the ass. But in normal situations, people just go, oh, it's a Z, or oh, it's an S. Okay, no difference really.
Yeah, and I hated it too, because it was like, that was another thing I didn't like about my name, because it was Rodriguez. So, like, in lunch lines, I was always in the back, or pitcher day. It's like, you never, because it's always alphabetical order. So I'm always, and my mom's an Espinosa, and I was like, damn, I should have been an E, man. That'd have been dope. I'd have got first pick at the book fair. You know what I mean?
Yeah. R is pretty deep in the alphabet, that's for damn sure. And, then some of the letters behind R are just, you know, worthless when it comes to last names. They don't really, you know, how many Z last names are there? But we learned last week we had Jonah Ray Rodriguez on, and we learned about that a lot of people with the S pronounce it Rodriguez.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I'd never heard of that, or, you know, or heard it and forgotten it. But, like, yeah, so Jonah Ray's real last name is Rodriguez, but, you know, at some point along the line, it just started, you know, started pronouncing it Rodriguez, and, you know, just went with that. But he told us the distinction, right, Doug?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. Was it like the Portuguese?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was the cutoff there, is the difference between Portuguese and Mexican.
Yeah.
So what about nicknames? Do people pull from any other parts of your name? Like, let's start with when you were a kid, everyone just called you Carlos, or did they find something else to call you?
I'm trying to think if anybody ever called me anything else. No, man. I never had a nickname. I was never like
There's never a mean taunt that they could use, that they could throw Carlos into somehow.
Nah, it was always Carlos is always followed by that fool's stupid. Like, that was pretty much what it was. Carlos, you know, Carlos, yeah, that fool's stupid. Because it was like, because I was always being stupid. I was always having, because, you know, my name was, I didn't like my name. And, you know, so I just wanted to joke around and be a silly kind of kid and hang out in all the groups and stuff. So I no one ever really called me anything. Like, just that fool stupid. And then after a while, like, I started meeting hella other Carloses, though, in like all different type of races. Like, I met like a black Carlos, a Filipino Carlos, and you know, a white Carlos. Like, damn, I was like, this name isn't even original anymore. It's super common. And then I started finding cooler, like, people having the name, like the assassin, the jackal, the guy that's the assassin. His name is Carlos. There's a movie called Carlos about that guy. I think, what's his name, plays him. What's that guy? His name? He was on like Domino. He's on Domino. He's also he was in the Bad Point Break when they remade it.
Oh, that guy.
Edgar something. Fuck you.
Ramirez.
Yes, Edgar Ramirez. Yes, he's in it. It's called, I think the movie's called The Jackal or Carlos. Can't remember. And then I guess the great sniper that shot out the dude's eye from, like, it's like legend and lore. His name is Carlos as well, and that was like one of the American sniper's heroes or whatever, whatnot. But yeah, no, I never really had any cool nickname. I want one now. If you guys give me one, that'd be great.
Hashtag Carlos. the sniper.
Carlos the Carlos Rodriguez the full head.
The bull
the full head. Full you, head. Have, you have a full face instead of a half face full, like the other Carlos. Oh.
Full, hey, here comes full face Carlos.
Sounds like a Dick Tracy villain.
Yeah. Totally.
Have you ever known one of those people that, you know, changes course at some point in their life and it picks a nickname for themselves and says, you know, just one day tells you, hey, call me this now?
Yeah. like on like Ted Lasso, that I'm, call me Van Damme. I'm Van
yeah.
Damme.
Yeah. I can't think of any that I've experienced, but I've heard stories of that happening where somebody just, it's just kind of like I know it's a movie, but in the movie Lady Bird, they never really explain why, but Saoirse Ronan's character just starts telling everybody in high school, everybody, you know, call me Lady Bird, and like correcting them every time they say her actual name. It's just so funny to me. Like, why do you want to be called Lady Bird so bad? What a weird...
Yeah,
like because all I think of when I think of Lady Bird is like Lady Bird Johnson. You want to be named after that, you know? Sort of. I guess she was an important historical figure, but just seems like an old lady to me.
No, I don't even know. I'm trying to
think. Nice old lady, maybe.
I had a friend, Ernst, Brett Ernst. He had a buddy, and his nickname was the Worst, and I thought that was hella funny. I thought that was so funny.
They just call him the Worst.
They call him the Worst because he's just the worst. I'm like, what the?
Oh my God.
That's so weird to have to put the in front of somebody's name all the time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or in front of a word. Worst isn't really a name. But you think they just narrow it down to just calling him Worst.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Worsty.
Yeah, like, worst, this guy's always late. He's the Worst. This guy's the Worst because he's always late. And then
yeah. The Worst is the Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't watched that show, The Idol, but I hear The Weeknd is the Worst.
I think and there's a lot of stuff that I want to catch up on too, man. So I hear that was not that to miss to skip that one. I heard it got canceled.
Everybody says it's, you know, everybody gives it scathing reviews, but especially The Weeknd's acting is supposedly you know, not that good. He should probably try to practice 7 days a week instead of just Saturday and Sunday. But, you know, it's just apparently it's just like, you know, seems like the show is just sort of bad softcore porn that doesn't go anywhere. I love feeling like I can review something without having seen a second of it. I saw a clip, like somebody showed up on a talk show and had the nerve to show a clip that had The Weeknd in it. And I was just like, what the, why is this so terrible? But all right. So that's good that, you know, people haven't been too rough on you as far as nicknames or mangling your name, and you've never decided on a nickname for yourself. Here's kind of the most important question we ask, and that's what's your relationship with Doug's been like in your life? Have you known a lot of Doug's?
I don't, man. I know like you guys, and then I think a Doug, the only other Doug I, there's only like one Doug other. And he's, oh man, I don't want to bring this down.
Oh no.
He's actually a, one of the, so I do a, me and these other comedians, we started up this show that we do, and it's called One Degree of Separation. And it's all about depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts, you know, for, you know, people to speak about. When we do a show about it, we first do 5 minutes of stand-up, and then we come back out and we answer 5 questions that we went to doctors and reviewed and stuff like that. And then we kind of like answer, like, you know, what does your depression feel like? What do you do to keep it off? What do people either do to bring it on? Yada, yada, yada. And so, and at the end of it, we have NAMI, the group for suicide prevention, come out, and he is the representative of that. And so he's always there. And he's a really cool dude. He's a really cool dude. And so that's the only Doug I know, and he's really cool, and he's always forthcoming and always has the number and ready to go and ready to help people out.
That sounds great. That's a very
up. Way to bring the
podcast
story.
Down by being I'm helpful. Sorry. No, it's awesome.
Listen, this show is so fun. I don't want to mention depression, but I just have to do it because when you ask me if I know any Dougs, I immediately think of depression.
Yeah.
but that's a yeah, that's a great story, and he does sound like a good Doug. I'm always, as of a few episodes ago, making an anagram of the guest's name on the show. And the idea is I was going to take Carlos Rodriguez and then just, you know, switch all the letters around to come up with two new words that could be your name.
Okay.
But I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
See, I'm left out again.
Because last week I did Jonah Rodriguez, and it was really tough, but I eventually landed on something. Oh, yeah, Harry Jonas Ridge. And with your name, I couldn't come up with two that would, you know, two words that would work. I couldn't find a three-word solution that uses every letter, but I do have a four-word anagram of your name that I'd like to share with you now, and that is Zucar's rude girl.
Zucar's rude girl.
yeah
it's that's funny that it's like my car my name is really associated with like automobile, like even like Carlos, it's like Carlos Rodriguez, you know, too, as well. It's like it's got this like automotive thing.
The best word I could get out of your name is you can pull out what was it? It was something like, well, there's Ridge, you know, which I used last week with Jonah. Oh, rigorous. Is all the letters of rigorous. You can't spell Carlos Rodriguez without rigorous. and zealous. Zealous is also in there, but I couldn't figure out a way to use either of those words and then assign all the letters. Like, you kind of have to just settle for something with the letter Z, because there's only so many words with the letter Z in it at all, and then only choosing from the rest of the letters in your name. So I just like said, fuck it, I'll do four words.
When I used to try to spell my name, because when I was a kid, I didn't. It was so big, you know, such a long name, last name, and they were like, my mom would just be like, well, just at the end of it, it's almost like a sentence. It says, "Gee, you easy." Because
you easy. That works. I remember that because I gotta, you know, have to type up your name later when putting in the into the socials promoting this episode. Speaking of promoting things, what would you like to plug, Carlos Rodriguez?
Oh, okay. Plugging, I have dates. I will be at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the MGM Grand July 27th through the 30th. And then I'm going to be headlining the LA Comedy Club in the Stratosphere the August 21st through the 27th. And the last thing, I will coming out with a new podcast with me and Brent Ernst called Chains Out. Brent Ernst is another comedian of Cobra Kai fame. So be looking for that.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today. That was great.
Right on. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Doug Mellard, what would you like to plug?
Find me on Instagram at Doug Mellard, and I will be at Cap City here in Austin, Texas, this coming Tuesday, the 18th at 8 p.m., hosting a really fun contest, and at the end I get to do a bunch of fun new stuff, and it's like my favorite part of the week. So come check that out next Tuesday.
Yeah, go check him out in the Minion. No, wait, what's it called?
God, because you said that, now I can't think of the actual name. Domain.
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 Domain. Check him out at the Dominion Voting System Center.
A lot of cheating going on there.
Yeah. Be sure to follow Wide World of Dougs on Twitter. It's Wide World Zero, the number zero, and then Dougs on Twitter. If you want to read, you know, reminder posts when new episodes are out and who the guests are. It's not a very extremely active Twitter account, so it's more like just little, you know, weekly reminders to you to check out whoever we have on. And all of my dates and deets are at douglovesmovies.com. And we come up with like a sort of a pun or something that has something to do with the guest to give as the title of the show, you know, but it has to have the word Doug in it. Did you, Doug Millard, have you got any... any notions?
Nothing popped in during the episode.
When we had a nice conversation. What if we called it Doug the Sniper? People will just be like, "What?" They'll be waiting forever for some sort of sniper reference. I can't think of anything else right now. Carlos doesn't have anything going on in his life that sounds close to the word. Unless we want to do, have we ever done Say No to Doug's?
I think we have.
Probably have already, right? Seems like we should have. But anyway, we'll work this out later, everybody. Thanks for listening. And as always, Doug the Sniper.